Yochel, I would have thought to say, if so, afilu cholo, even if the Eved Ivri gets sick in between, so he doesn't work so good, maybe also when he gets well, he has to be mashlim, finish off 6 years of hard labor, of really working. Talmud learned, this the pasuk says, no, uvashviyis yotza, that he goes out free. So Rashi's mashma, afilu lo yovet sheish leimim, even if he didn't finish a complete 6 years, still it's mashma, by the 7th year he goes out free. We'll soon see. So Amar Rashi's answer is, so who the kasher is, so far, that it says a bereich, where a guy ran away, he has to be mashlim. So what are you telling me now, a chiddush? The master doesn't have to give him a present. Of course he doesn't have to give him a present. He has to come back and finish working for me. So Amar Rashi's says, you know what the pasuk is talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskina goin sheborach or poga b'yovel. It's talking about true, this Eved Ivri ran away after 1 year, and then Yovel came around. So Mazatem, I would have thought to say, Hoyu v'yafug le Yovel, since l'maisi Yovel now frees him, so shiluchim imokarinim bay, this is also called the Eved is leaving you now, that maybe the master should have to give him a present, for le niknis say, and we should not give him a kanas that he ran away before. Mele v'nanik le, and the master maybe has this mitzvah hanik tanik loy, to give him presents. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush over here, no, that since he ran away first, even though later becomes Yevo, still the master has no chiv to give him presents. Omama, what did we just say before? Yochol afilu cholo. I would have thought to say, what's going to be if the Eved Ivri got sick? In the middle of his 6 years of working, he was sick for a year or two. So I would have thought to say, he has to be mashlim aired up another 2 years later. Talmud Leimah, this the pasuk says, no, uvashviyis yetzei, that on the 7th year he goes out, mashma, as long as it becomes the 7th, he goes out, even though he did not work a complete 6 years. Afilu chola kol shesh. So Churmer asks, Churts mashma, even though he was sick all 6 years, mashma also, he goes out free after 7 years. For the Gemara Vatani, we learn not like that. For Vatani, chola sholosh, v'ovat sholosh, ein chayv lahashlim. Now there's a minimum, he has to work for at least half the time. At least 3 years he has to work, then even though he got sick for 3 years, he doesn't have to be mashlim. At the end of the 6 years, he goes out free. But cholo kol sheish, chayiv lahashlim, if he was sick all 6 years, then he has to make up for it. After these 6 years, he has to work another 6 years. So here's a stira, like here with a mashma, a cholo always goes out free. So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Sheshes, it depends. If he's doing something while he's sick, then even though he was sick all 6 years, that would be enough. He would not have to be mashlim. So Rashi says, "Bioise ma'isa machet" means b'chol yov. Shu ma'isa kal. He was doing some needlework for you. He was doing some sewing. So here, katan liel kol sheish ein chayav hashlim. That even though he was sick all 6 years, but since during these 6 years he was able to do some type of a work for you, not the hard work, but even though it was simple work, since he did something for you, to Ovid Le Malacha, then he goes out free after the 6 years. Ma'ashen Ken, where he did not do any work, and then we say only if he worked at least for 6 years, for 3 years. But if he was sick more than 3 years, then he has to be mashlim. Zemur says, Agufakash, I have a steer here anyway. Omar, are you telling me now, Cholosh, Sholosh, V'yavit, Sholosh, Ein Chayav Lashlim? The case where he was so sick he couldn't do any work at all, but it was only for 3 years. He was able to work for 3 years, that's okay. He goes out free after these 6 years. He doesn't have to make up. Ho arbo, chayiv lahashlim. Mashmi, if he was sick though, 4 years, 4 out of the 6 years he was sick, Mashmi does have to make up then. Eima sefer, now what does the sefer say? Cholo, kol sheish, chayiv lahashlim. Since he was sick for all 6 years, he didn't work at all for you, now he has to make up another 6 years. But the Diyak is mashma, if he was only sick for 4 years, he did work at least 2 years, ain't chayav lahashlim, he would not have to make up for it. So Chur Sestira. So when it says Hachikom, this is what the Brisa means to say. Cholo Dalit, in a case where the Eved was sick for 4 years, I tell you, Nase, it becomes like, Kemisha Cholo Kol Shesh. It's considered as if he was sick for all the 6 years. And therefore, v'chayiv lahashlim, he has to make up another 4 years of work. In other words, there's one yesod here, that where he's sick and not doing any work, if up until 3 years, it's okay. But once he's sick more than 3 years, if more than half the time he did not work, He has to make up for it then. He does not go out free like this after 6 years, but he has to make up for it. Taisus goes into here to Shaul, if you're a Rebbe and you get sick, do you get paid or not? When you're not, when you're sick, you can't work. Shaul, do you get paid or not? Right. Tana Rabbanan. Kama manikim loy. What's this mitzvah hanukkah? How much do you have, how much of a present do you have to give your Eved every? So again, the Pasha the Pasuk is talking about when the Eved goes out after working for 6 years. After the Eved works for you for 6 years, the Pasuk says, Hanek etanik loy, give him a present, mitzoyncho, from your cattle, from your tzoyn, your sheep, or migorncho. Migorncho means from your corn, from your wheat, or miyikvecho, and that's from miyikvecho, that's from the wine. Yeah. So, how much of each one do you have to give? So Gemara says like this, Son Rabban, Kama manikim loy, Chomesh loyim mikol min umin, Shehein chomesh asara, which is 15 sloyim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So the Torah says from 3 minim you have to give him a present. You have to give him tzayin, you have to give him corn, and you have to give him mikvecha from your wine, from your grapes. See, hold, you have to give chomesh loyim worth of each one, which together is worth 15 sloyim. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yuduaymer Shloshim. No, you have to give him the value of 30 sloyim from these three things. Kishloshim Shalevet. Just like there's a pasha of your Shor Hamuid kills an Eved that you have to pay 30 sloyim, here also you have to pay 30. 30 shkolim. Rabbi Shimonaymer Chamishim. No, you have to pay 50. Kechamishim Sheberchim. That the most value a person has is 50. That's what you have to pay. Here also, out of these three things to give, you have to give 50 shkolim worth. The Omama, we just said, the first sheet there is, Rav Meir holds, Chomei Sloyim Mikol Minumin. You have to give him 5 sloyim worth of tzoyin, of miyikvecha, and of migorncha. Shehein Chomei Shasar Sloyim. Together it's 15. Dibur Rabbi Meir. For the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, Minyona also Lashminam. Like, why does Rabbi Meir have to end off and say 15? We understand that. If you say you have to give 5 from each one, and the Torah says 3, so we know 5 times 3 is 15. Why does he have to end off for us and say it's 15 sloyim? So the Gemara says, Ho kamashmalon. Rabbi Meir comes to teach us like this, that mivtzerhu deloy mivtzalei, mehay minyona. You can't give him less than 15 sloyim worth of presents. But, vibotzalei mechad mina. Let's say out of the tzoyin, you only give him 4 sloyim worth of tzoyin. And you give him 6 sloyim worth of migorncha, less lambo, that's also enough. So that's why it ends off 15. That means together it has to be worth 15 sloyim. So even though you're supposed to give 5, 5, and 5, if you give 4 and 6 and 5, that's also enough. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rameya, what's Rameya's time to say you have to give 5 sloyim? So Yalav Reikim Reikim Mibchor. He has Xerah Shava Reikim Reikim from Pidyon HaBen. Ma Lahal and Chomish Loim. Just like by Pidyon HaBen, we know you have to give 5 sloyim to the Kohen. Afkan Chomish Loim. Here also it says Reikim here. So Rashi says, it says, Loi Teshalchenu Reikim. The Pasuk says, you can't Loi Teshalchenu Reikim. You can't send your Eved Ivri out empty. The Pidyon HaBen Siv, Bechor Benecha Tiftav Loi Roa Ponai Reikim. It says the word Reikim here and there, just like there it's 5 sloyim, here also it's 5 sloyim. Fred Gemara of Yema Chomis Sloyim Mikulu. Good. But maybe from all three of them together it has to only be worth 5 sloyim. How do you know 5 sloyim of each one of these three things, the tzoyin, the garncha and mikvecha? Ikos of the Mar says Reikim of Sloyim. What it said Reikim at the end? Kedekarmat, you'd be right. Out of these three, give him 5 sloyim worth. But after the Sir Reikim Resha, here the Pasuk first it says, Loise Shalchenu Reikim. And then it says, Hanek Tanek Loi Mitzoyinchum Migonsa Mikvecho, so as if to say, Shodai Reikim Atsoin, Reikim Agoirin, Reikim Ayikiv. So if to say, put the word Reikim each one of these three things, so each one of them has to have 5 sloyim worth. Freddy Gemara Venelof Reikim Reikim Yolus Ria. And the Pasha of Yolus Ria also says, Loi Roi Ponai Reikim. And there it's only 2 sloyim's worth, the Yolus has to be worth. So why do you say 5 sloyim, maybe only 2 sloyim? On Makron, this the Pasuk says here, Asher Berachacho Hashem Alekecho. It says you have to give him a present, Asher Berachacho Hashem Alekecho. Mashma Bracha means more. So if we gadashin more, you have to give him more. You have to give him the 5 sloyim of each one. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shloishim, you have to give 30, Kishloishim Shalevet. Just like when a shor kills an Eved, you have to pay him Shloishim. For the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? Is Svara. The Aleph, Nesina, Nesina, Liyev. It learns out Nesina, Nesina. Mal, Al, and Shleshim. Avkan, Shleshim. Says the word, Hoch, it says, Titin, Loi. Here it says you're supposed to give him. So the Rebbe Shalom Kecha, Titin, Loi. It says here, Hoksiv, Hosem, Beniski, Yevet, Kesem, Shleshim, Shkolim, Yitin, Ladonov. Says the Ladonov, you have to give 30 Shkolim. It says Yitin. So he learns that there is Shava, Yitain, Yitain. Here also, you have to give him 30 shkolim worth of each one of these presents. Fred Gemara, Venelof, Nesin, Nesin, Mierchen. Or if you're learning out Nesin, Nesin, Lenai, maybe there is Shava from Erchen. That there is 50 shkolim. Mal, Alan, Chamishim, Afkan, Chamishim. So Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds, Reb Yud holds like this. Choda, one thing is, it's a fasta, Merubal, or tefasta. Don't grab something too much. But tefasta, more tefasta. If you grab the smaller thing, then you for sure you're safe. So Mele Chu, it says in the scene of both places, by Shloshim and by Chemishim, so he learns out Shloshim. The Yoit, secondly, Eved mi Eved Heaven le Melech. It's more of a start with learn out halachas of Eved. Just like when Yeshua kills an Eved, you have to pay 30. Here also, you have to give your Eved free, a present worth 30. And don't learn out Erchin, which does not have to do with an Eved. That's what you disvara. We have Yishimon Aymer, Chamishim ke Chamishim Sheberchin. You have to pay the present to Yeved 50 shkolim worth. Just like how much the most of an erich is of a person. The biggest erich of a person when he's 20 until he's 50 is 50 shkolim. My tamayad Reb Shim, what's Reb Shim in Svara? Goma nesina nesina mi erichin. Learns out nesina nesina from erichin. Ma'al al and chamishin, just like by erichin, the most value you have is 50, afkan chamishin. Fred Gemara, how do you know to say the most of erichin? Like there's a whole different, a bunch of shiurim, how much a person is worth at a different time of his life? Maybe it should be the least amount. Oh, only 5 shloim maybe should be worth. Less, 5 shkolim, 3 shkolim. Maybe the least amount of erich you have? How do you know to say the most? On this Marin says, Hashem erechu Hashem lekech leksiv. Here by giving a present, the pasuk ends off, Hashem erechu Hashem lekech titen loy. So no, it's a swear to say, give him a bracha means give him more. So you have a choice. Where to learn out from? Learn out the higher amount. Fred Gemara, though, according to Reb Shimon, v'neilef nesina nesina meyevid, why doesn't he rather learn out the svar of a Yehuda's svar? Learn out yitain yitain from an evid. That when Yeshua kills an evid, you have to pay the master, 30 shkolim. That's halacha of an evid. See, so also, when the evid goes out free, maybe also you have to give him a present of 30 shkolim. Mal al and shleishim afkan shleishim. So how do you know to make the drasha 50? And chodo also what? Like there's two svaras, there's two reasons here. To tefasta ruble or tefasta. Like we said a svar before, if you have a choice to grab more or less, you're supposed to grab less. V'yoyt eved mi eved hevel lamelev. Also, like these were of you, there's two svaras. There's more mistavrit to learn out halacha ben eved from halacha ben eved. Here we're talking about how much of a present. So you have to give your Eved when he goes out free. And then we're talking about if a Shor kills an Eved. So learn out one from the other, rather than learning out from Erechin, which has nothing to do with that Eved. So what's the Svara of Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says, now I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, Micha, Micha Gomer. Rabbi Shimon, true, does not make the Gzera Shava from Nesina, Nesina. If the Gzera Shava was Nesina, Nesina, you'd be right. He would rather learn out from Eved, Shleshim Shkolim, than 50 of Erechin. But rather, he learns it out from another Gzera Shava of Micha Micha. And Rashi says, it says, Tehsev v'eved v'chi yomuch ochicha, oksev v'erchin v'yemochu, becoming poor. It says the word moch and yomuch, both by Eved Ivri and by Erchin. That's why Rabbi Shimon learns out this Gzera Shava to say the present has to be worth 50 shkolim. Tomorrow says now, it's very good according to Rabbi Yeshita that you have to give 5 sloyim worth of each one of these. It's good what the Torah said, these three things. The teachers, you have to give them $15 worth, 15 sloyim worth. Like we said before, like Shadai Zereshova, Kol Chod Minayu. You have to say the word Rekam goes in each one of these three. That's what the Torah said it. Elul Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hai Tzayin Gurin V'yikav Lomuli. It's according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that they make a Gzera Shava from other halachas. Either by Eved, killing an Eved, you have to pay 30 shkolim, or else by Erchin, you have to pay 50 shkolim. So if you learn out from there, you're like, you don't have to divide it up 3, 3, and 3. It's a nuskum. You have to give your Eved 50 shkolim for a present. Or you have to give him 30 shekels for a present. So why does the Torah have to speak out these three things then? Why does the Torah have to say, Hanek tanik loy mitzaynchol migornchol mikvecho? What do you have to say it for? Tzmora says, Chavi boyle lekatani. We knew from that, like we learned. We learned like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lo yehei manikim ele mitzoyin garen v'yikov. Maybe you're only allowed to give your Rebbe a present only from tzoyin or garen or else from yikov, from the grapes, from the wine. Minai and the rabbis called over. How do we know you're allowed to give him anything for the present? Talmudayim, the pasuk begins off, Hashem erechu Hashem lekecho. Mash, anything that has a bracha to it you can give. Im kein, if so, ma talmudayim et tzoyin garen v'yikov. Why does the Torah say these three things then? To give you sheep, to give a goyim of Yikov. Why are these three things special? Loim lo teach us like this. Matzoin goyim v'yikov. Miyuchodim sheyesh n'machla brochom. These things grow and have brochis. Tzoin gives off. They produce. And goyim v'yikov also. From the produce you eat, it gives brochis. You can plant, you have more. You have brochis from these things. Is afkol sheyesh n'machla brochom. Anything that could grow and receive more from it. But yosuk sofim. Lafuke money doesn't grow, so you can't give him pure money. That you can't give him. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon's Svara. We have Lezer Oimer, Yotza Praedus. Rabbi Lezer says, no, mashma money you could give, just a mule you can't give. A praedus has no bracha, nothing good comes out of it, you can't give him a praedus, a mule. Rabbi Shimon says, no, praedus, mishamchem begufayu, they themselves as a bracha could grow. The mule himself could grow big and strong, if you can use him, he's the cloud bracha. Therefore, he says only ksuf and money is no good. But mules is good. For Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, he says no, mules are no good. But money is good. Why? Ksuf and mavid buiska. From money also you come all, you can get a bracha. Put it into business. And all the business will bloom, so you'll have become, you get a bracha from the money. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer's money you could give, it's b'chlal bracha, you can make an isker out of it. You can put it into business. Now this is Mazal Tzrich. I need these three things. I need to say all these three things. This Svara, the Chud HaKashra is, just say one of them. And I would know it has to be something that has a bracha to it. Why does it have to say all three of them? You can only give animals, but not things that grow. Corn, wheat, things that grow also. Maybe only things that grow you can give, but not animals. If so, but Yikiv Lomli, what do I have to have of wine? What do I have to say about the grapes? You press them, the wine. What do we need that for?